Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, October 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks rallied to start the new quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 765 points, or about 2.7%, to close at 29,491. The S&P 500 was up 93 points, or 2.6%, and the Nasdaq finished up 240 points, or 2.3%. Some market observers feel that seller exhaustion set in after the last quarter's broad declines, but stocks also rallied on key economic data. Here's WSJ Markets reporter Vicky Huang.
U.S. manufacturing activity fell to the lowest level since May 2020. And at this particular juncture in time, bad economic news are actually interpreted positively because that could potentially mean that the Federal Reserve has been successful in raising interest rates to slow down economic activity. And that also could mean that the Fed could eventually pivot to slow down their pace of interest rate increases.
All 11 sectors of the S&P 500 finished in positive territory, with the energy sector up more than 5%. Marathon Oil was the best performer in the S&P with a 10.5% gain. ConocoPhillips was up 7.5%, and Brent Crude, the global oil benchmark, rose 4.4% to $88.86 a barrel. Among individual stocks, General Motors shares rose 2.4% after the company posted a 24% jump in third-quarter U.S. sales as it bounced back from supply chain issues. But shares of Tesla fell 8.6% after quarterly vehicle deliveries for the electric car maker fell short of analyst forecasts. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.